Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, for those of you who want to make your brown eyes blue, you know, change your eye color, I was blue-eyed. Now the eyes are kind of a grayish, you know, kind of an anemic-looking type of color. But there's a laser procedure where we could turn your brown eyes into blue. Personally, I think brown-eyed people look younger than blue-eyed people. So I don't know if I would run to do that, but I guess, you know, whatever floats your boat. Superbug outbreak, another one has been reported at a second Los Angeles hospital. We're going to talk about that. We're going to also talk about gout and how gout, all right, and for those of you that ever suffer from gout, it really, really blows. Okay, a gouty joint really, really hurts. And I have uric acid. I make uric acid kidney stones. I don't have gout, but uric acid that causes gout can cause kidney stones. It really, really blows for a lot of us. But what doesn't blow is it may protect us against Alzheimer's. So there could be something to the uric acid levels that protect us against Alzheimer's, right? So blow on that one. Now, we also have a fit body at age 40 may help keep our brain brighter at age 60. So for those of us that want to work out, now is a very, very good time to do it, especially since a lot of us are in our 40s. Well, I'm assuming a lot of us are in our 40s. I hope so. I guess it doesn't matter to anybody who listens. I'll take a cat listener, please. 14% of toddlers may be drinking coffee. Why are toddlers drinking coffee? Although, with all the new scoop and medical studies saying coffee is protective of the heart, should we start our kids on coffee? Let me see what else we got here. I know, boy, you're going to learn something today. They say the average adult gets the flu once every 5 years. So once every 5 years, the average adult gets the flu. What does that mean in terms of flu shots? And then some of you guys are on the job hunt, and you make some major, major mistakes when it comes to, your interview. So we're going to talk about some mistakes that people make with interviews. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently there's a group that wants to take President Andrew Jackson, off of the $20 bill and replace it with a woman. I guess Andrew Jackson's portrait has been on the $20 bill since it replaced Grover Cleveland back in 1928. And there's organizers of, quote-unquote, women of 20s. $20 bills, I guess. And the campaign says a woman's place is on the money. The new group has come up with a list of 15 women it would like to see on the $20 bill instead. Rosa Parks, Eleanor Roosevelt, Harriet Tubman. So campaign organizers are targeting the $20 bill because 2020 will mark the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Now, they also say that Jackson's authorization, Andrew Jackson, and enforcement of the Indian Removal Act of 1830 forced several Native American tribes to give up their land to white farmers and move to Oklahoma. And so his presence on American currency, I guess, has been pretty controversial. So they pitched the idea of taking him off the $20 bill. They say, quote, Andrew Jackson engineered a genocide. He shouldn't be on our currency. Now, I'm trying to get the, let me see who they're quoting here. The Women on the $20 campaign, this has been reported by Washington Post, aims to literally raise the profile of a woman in a male-dominated field. This is nonprofit founder Barbara Ortiz Howard. She said the only woman right now on a currently circulating piece of U.S. currency is Sacagawea on the dollar coin. The U.S. Mint has two other coins depicting women. Helen Keller is on the reverse side of the 2003 Alabama quarter, and Susan B. Anthony was on the dollar coin up until 1981. See, I don't know, why don't we make, you know what I want? I want a $25 bill. I find it very frustrating that I always have to find two tens and a five, or a 20 and a five, or 17 ones, and then a five and another extra three ones. You know, I find it just very, very difficult. And every time I go in for my wax, you know, I got to do the eyebrows, then I got to do the upper lip, and then sometimes I have to get some other choice areas done. It comes to, you know, about $20 plus tip. And so make a $25 bill. That's what I would do. All right? I don't know how difficult it is to take somebody off a dollar bill, but I would enjoy extra forms of currency. And I think a $25 bill will work really well for me. All right. Let me see. It's interesting. You look at the women that they're looking at, like Eleanor Roosevelt, human rights activist, former first lady, right? Elizabeth Cady Stanton, early women's rights activist, abolitionist, Susan B. Anthony, Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman elected to Congress. I mean, which woman do you pick if you're going to do, you know, I always think about Dr. Dahlia on money. The problem is, you know, I don't really like to spend money. I mean, I'm pretty frugal, okay? My credit cards are worn out pretty good, but I like to kind of save money and share. Which, by the way, if they do decide to remove Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill, you might want to mint some newly pressed, if you have a kind of a newer, crisp $20 bill that's not damaged. I mean, Pawn Stars may want to buy it 20 years from now. So, you know, for those of you that are looking at this, where if in 2020 they're going to get rid of the $20 bill, you know, this is something your grandkid could make maybe a lot of money on. So think about that. I don't know. I don't know if Dr. Dahlia should be on any money, you know. And it would be cool. And much easier than trying to get, you know, break into the movies. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce.
You know,
close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 reasons to buy gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news here on the Jody Arias trial. I guess the judge has declared a mistrial after the jury could not decide and is hung. So the verdict has been released today. Comes after a second jury had to consider her case because the first jury, which convicted her of murder 2 years ago, could not agree whether to sentence her to death. So the judge has declared a mistrial because the jury cannot reach any unanimous verdict. If you remember, Jody Arias was found guilty in May 2013 for killing her at the time on off boyfriend Travis Alexander. It was a lengthy trial, a lot of gruesome pictures. I apologize. I've got the news coming in now, and so mistrial. So I, I wonder how that happens. We really can't figure it out, Judge. Sorry. We just can't. I mean, I've always wanted, I mean, I guess it's good to have that option because, you know, we always see in the movies, you know, where, or these TV shows where somebody decides to really, like, what was it on Cheers? Diane was part of a jury, and she's like, wait, I really need some more, like, data, or I need, you know, and everyone's like, come on, I want to get out of here, let's go. You know, she's like, no, can we please review this testimony? So I always wonder if there's, you know, a lot of pushing and prodding behind the wings. But that's what we have on that, and we'll keep you guys posted. All right, so what are you guys doing in these job interviews? Now, every now and then I interview for my, I usually don't handle it. Our office manager handles the hiring for my staff. But every now and then I want to meet the applicant. And I tell you, the applicants I like. You know, I love the applicants that have good posture, okay, that they're not sitting there slouching, that have good eye contact, that are friendly, that come in and go, oh, you're the Dr. Dolly. I'm like, oh, okay. So then obviously well-researched and well-read. Well, we have here a study looking at some of the biggest mistakes that people make during an interview, okay? I guess this was a study that came out of Europe, right? And, like, for example, a limp handshake, all right? You know, when you kind of handshake lightly, first, I've never understood that. You know, when you grab something with your hand, there's usually some force. You don't want to be too forceful, but you want to, you know, have a good grip. You know, sometimes what I do, okay, when I meet somebody, when I first meet them, you know, I'll do the handshake. A lot of times I hug. I've been hugging a lot, and I got to stop doing that, you know? You know, I'm like, oh, you know what? You deserve a hug. Okay, don't do that on an interview, okay? Okay, don't do what I do. But, you know, a good handshake. And then sometimes at the end, after you kind of have some rapport, sometimes what I'll do is I'll do the double hand handshake. Now, you don't take both their hands. It's like you take their hand, and then you quickly put your hand on the other one, you know, just kind of pat a little bit going, this was great. You made this interview so much easier than I expected. I'm very relieved. Thank you. You know, that kind of thing. And then you leave. That leaves a little bit of a reminder because you got some dorsal hand contact. Okay? The volar hand is the palm. The dorsal is on top. Don't steal the ring. But just kind of, as you shake the hand, that always looks pretty good, I think. Okay. Anyway. But, if you're a guy doing it to a girl, that could be suggestive. So you gotta be careful. Okay? But a lot of times I'll do that, and it to me, I think it works. Okay? Anyway, let me see what else. La, 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 la. Okay. Alright. And you want to sound positive. Okay? One thing that I dislike is when somebody bags on their prior employer. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Smith was this, and he did this, and oh, my gosh, I hated him, and I had to flee. If you had to leave a job, and you are asked why you had to leave the other job, you be honest. Don't start bagging on them. Now, I mean, you know, the employer is going to want to know, you know? Now, and now, you know, there's, okay, so let's say you were fired. Okay, how do you bring that up in an interview? Okay, well, you say, you know, I was let go. Because they're going to find out. They're going to call. Okay? And why were you let go? You know, they never, you know, formally explained it. You know, I'm not sure if it was, you know, financial issues. I'm not sure if they couldn't afford me. If they had, you know, too much staff, making budget cuts. I don't know. You know, I did enjoy working there. You know, and I have to say it was a surprise. Because, you know, my job performance was great. So, unfortunately, I don't know. You know, and you know, I wish I had a reason because I would all, you know, if it was something I did, I would have loved to improve on it. But I'm surmising there might not have been an actual personal reason, and I don't take it personally. Now, but I am hoping that you know, in this job, I do get the feedback because I want to make sure you guys like the job I'm doing. Nobody likes to be let go. You know, you see, something like that can be smoother. You know, well, I stole lunch money out of my colleague's purse. Yeah, okay, you know, you're probably going to get fired. And by the way, if that's what you did, yeah, you deserve, you know, to be fired. All right? Now, what about you quitting? Hey, you know, you quit the other job, all right, because you didn't like it. All right. The manager was, you know, mean and et cetera. And you were like, you know what, I'm tired of being abused like this. And you left. All right. You know, how would you bring that up? Again, you want to be honest, but there's a way of saying that. So if it were me, I would be like, you know, it was a difficult decision to leave because I don't like to quit anything. But the atmosphere was very, very negative. You know, I saw, of course, it's true. You know, I saw coworkers cry. I saw, you know, the management style was very aggressive. And it was, and you know, we're our job as marketing or whatever is to be creative, et cetera. And it unfortunately really interfered with mine and some of my other colleagues, you know, creativeness or whatever the hell you want to say. Again, you're pulling this out of your butt, remember, but don't lie. And so I just want to work in a more positive, progressive environment. I think it's really, really important to be a team. And there wasn't that team atmosphere. And I really take pride in my work. And I want to see my work flourish, and I want to see my job progress. Okay? You know, as opposed to going, oh, my gosh, he was mean, he was a jerk, he was this. Okay? You got to shut off the cell phone. You don't know how much of a deal breaker that is that your cell phone goes off. Now, why is that? Me, as a doctor, I don't care. Because, I mean, a lot of my patients are moms and dads, and they got kids and babysitters. So as far as I'm concerned, especially if they waited for me to come to a room, I don't get insulted by that. But I know that other people are. Other people really, really get insulted. So you have no idea who you're being interviewed with. So just to be safe. The other thing, too, is a lack of shutting off your cell phone could be a sign of a lack of respect or a lack of preparation. So by a lack of respect, they may think you purposely left the cell phone on, even though that wasn't the case. Because you're like, I don't want to miss a call or a text, meaning there's something more important than that interview. So somebody could infer that. The other thing they could infer is, you know, you obviously didn't prepare because, you know, you should have been, you know, nicely dressed. You should have been sitting upright with posture. Your phone should have been put away, and you should have been ready for the interview, like ready for work. You know, my staff, their phones, cell phones go off all the time. As long as it doesn't interrupt a phone call with the patient or an interaction with the patient, okay, and that they don't put their cell phone first, they're moms. I got to make sure they can, you know, get a hold of their children, et cetera. But in some, or the children could get a hold of them. But in some work environments, there's a no cell phone rule. So you're having a cell phone already brings up those, you know, red flag type of things. So, and, you know, be careful also with the vibrate, because my phone is on vibrate and there's, keys in my purse. And so when the phone, okay, so the ringer may be off, but then it's jingling. Yeah, it's like, sorry, my bad. Don't chew gum. A lot of us don't want to have bad breath. So we go in there with some gum. I do that a lot. I'll have a TV interview, and I'll be still chewing the gum because I want to make sure the breath was good, and then I forgot to spit out the gum. A lot of you want to chew gum because if you think your breath is bad, you're going to have less confidence, you're going to not smile, etc. But you got to spit out the gum. Don't forget to do that. All right? Make sure you aren't fidgeting. Make sure your shoulders aren't slumped, okay? When you turn in a CV, use auto-check, spell-check for crying out loud. I can't stand it when I see resumes with misspellings because, again, it looks like you don't care and it looks like you can't spell. A lot of us can't spell anymore because we rely on spell-check. Don't let them see that, all right? Don't be rude. Don't be inappropriate. Don't tell them that they're sexy, okay? Well, that would work for me, but still, in general, no, okay? 1-877 Doc Dudley, don't go away.
Speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also in breaking news, but it sounds like so far so good, no one hurt. A Delta airplane slid off a runway at New York LaGuardia's airport. The nose broke through a fence before skidding to a halt. You see the snow. It's pretty cold out there. Emergency video from CNN affiliate WABC shows people walking off the commercial jetliner and onto snow-covered ground at the airport. Emergency vehicles could be seen around the MD-88 aircraft, which Delta said had 125 passengers and five crew members on board. The incident, luckily, right now, from what we understand, didn't cause any known injuries. They say all passengers were off the aircraft within 30 minutes after it landed. Delta said in a statement that customers used slides to get off the aircraft and then headed to buses that took them to terminals. So according to Delta Airline, our priority is ensuring our customers and crew members are safe. Delta will work with all authorities and stakeholders to look into what happened in the incident. Apparently, Delta Flight 1086 took off after 9 a.m. from Atlanta and landed in LaGuardia at 11:05 a.m. There was snow, freezing fog at the airport when the plane touched down in New York. East Coast has been definitely hit with a lot of snow. This has been a very, very rough winter, and from what we understand, more snow is on the way. Thank God, thus far, no one has been hurt. Right now, they say, though, that about 3,700 flights in and out of the United States has been canceled as of today because of the weather. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so some of you guys don't like your eye color. I mean, look, we're having butt lifts and labiaplasties and, you know, all sorts of other things that people are changing about themselves. Why not their eye color? I mean, what I did, if I want to enhance my eye color, is I wear contacts. But, you know, many people that don't have blue eyes really, really want blue eyes. And so, you know, people even think that certain, you know, there's been, you know, back in the olden days, people with blue eyes would be considered, you know, I don't want to use the word royalty because obviously you had to be born into that. But being a blue-eyed, especially a blue-eyed blonde, was kind of the dream of all of us girls. All right, I was a blue-eyed brunette, and so I wanted to dye my hair blonde. And look at me, I dyed my hair blonde, and still, right? Are the men coming? No. Anyway, 17% of the world's population has blue eyes. It's a recessive gene. Brown is a more dominant gene. For the majority of the world's population, an estimated 80%, all right, I guess use the aid of 80%, an estimated the majority. Oh, I guess I have darker colors. Okay, I guess. They didn't finish the sentence. It's a typo. But today there's a medical procedure that can permanently turn your brown eyes blue. Pioneered by Stroma Medical, it's a laser procedure that eliminates the brown melanin that is present in the anterior layers of the iris. So the iris has pigment in it. And so if your default, if your basic eye is blue, but you have, even though you really don't have blue pigmentation, they say, but if the color appears bluish, brown is determined by how much melanin. So if they get rid of melanin, by default, your eyes will be lighter. They say the only difference between a brown eye and a blue eye is the very thin layer of pigment on the surface. So if you take that melanin away, all right, they say that the light will enter the stroma, which are the little fibers that look like the bicycle spikes, you know, looks like bicycle spokes on the eye, and then the light will scatter it and reflect back the shortest wavelengths. Well, when it gets scattered, the shortest wavelengths appear to be the blue end of the spectrum. Okay? They say that effect is similar to the Rayleigh scattering of sunlight in the sky. It's what makes our sky appear blue. The company says it has developed a laser treatment that disrupts the layer of the pigment, causing the body to begin removing the tissue naturally, and the procedure takes 20 seconds. The blue eyes will not emerge for at least several weeks. This Stroma Medical wanted to develop a procedure that was safe, cheaper, and more convenient than any of the other alternatives on the market. So, it's a low-intensity laser. They have 17 patients in Mexico and 20 in Costa Rica who, I guess, have undergone the treatment. And there should be very little injury because they say the laser energy is so low. The laser treats only the iris, does not enter the pupil, which is the opening that goes to the opening that allows the light to go into the eye. And it doesn't treat any portion of the inside of the eye where there could be nerves and vision. The company is still in the fundraising stage and hopes to have completed clinical trials within several years. Dr. Homer says Stroma Medical will charge around $5,000 for the procedure. Now, I don't really know if it's going to be a color that people like. I mean, how I look at it is if it lightens the eye, you're going to have some people complain because they'll look older. You know, when you look at grandma and grandma's eyes, let's say grandma had blue eyes or grandpa had blue eyes, as you age, you start to lose some of the pigment. So a sign of aging is lighter irises, which is why people with dark brown eyes appear to be younger looking, because it's a darker pigment. So I don't know if this is something you guys want to do in the long run, because, you know, and then you'll have to wear, you know, contacts to look younger. A lot of stars will wear contacts that deepen the color of their eyes. It looks better on TV, and it makes them look younger. So, I mean, it's cool that they could do this. I just don't know if this is something that, you know, people are going to want in the long run. Trust me, I technically am blue-eyed, and now my eyes look gray. As I age, they're just not very sexy. You know? I know. I need other parts to me to look sexy. All right, gout. Gout is an inflammatory arthritis. We talked about the different types of arthritises out there. Very, very painful inflammatory arthritis where you have these uric acid crystals that saturate, and then they'll supersaturate, and they'll form these very, very painful crystals in joints. But there's some good news to those of you that suffer from the high levels of uric acid. It may protect you against Alzheimer's. Researchers compared 59,000 British men and women with gout to 238,000 people without gout. All right, and they had an average age of 65. Patients were matched for sex, BMI, smoking, alcohol consumption, etc. And the study is in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases. They followed the patients for 5 years. They found 309 cases of Alzheimer's among those with gout and 1,900 cases among those without. Those with the gout, whether they were treated or not, had a 24% lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. Why? Is it the high uric acid? You know, uric acid has been known to protect, you know, against oxidative stress. Maybe that helps limit the nerves from degenerating. Now, uric acid, however, has been associated with heart disease and stroke. Uric acid is inflammatory. And we want you in an uninflammatory state, non-inflammatory, under-inflamed, because inflammation can put you at risk for heart attack, stroke, blood clots, etc. So here we are nowadays kind of going, oh, you have high uric acid, even though you don't have gout, let's put you on something, right, to decrease that uric acid. But if we're finding people with uric acid being less likely to have get Alzheimer's, then you're going to have people going, well, to hell with this, okay, give me the gout. Looking at this, I'm like, well, you know, maybe I should cook myself up the biggest, juiciest, meatiest steak. You know, a lot of like shellfish can put you at risk for gout, or high uric acid, meat, alcohol. People will say they went out for beer and steak, and then the next morning they come in with a big, huge gout attack. It likes to hit the first metatarsal joint of your toe, the big toe especially. It likes to hit the knee, but you could have gout and uric acid hit anywhere. You know, and we're starting to also see people that may have, I wouldn't call it pseudo-gout, but they're diagnosed with gout chronically, as opposed to getting acute onset pain. A lot of podiatrists are finding that people's long-term foot pain is gout that's chronic. So we'll spend time more later this month on that. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So now a second Los Angeles hospital is reporting that patients have been infected with an antibiotic-resistant superbug linked to a type of widely used medical scopes. Oh, boy. The latest cases come at Cedars of Sinai Medical Center. It used to be called Cedars of Lebanon. That's where I was born. But Cedars of Sinai Medical Center, where the four patients were infected from the superbug known as CRE. Right, the carbapenem-resistant enterobacter. 2 weeks ago, a similar outbreak had been reported at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, where seven patients, two of whom later died, were allegedly sickened with the superbug after undergoing endoscopic procedures. Cedar said in a statement that it has halted such procedures after learning about the UCLA outbreak and launched its own investigation. The hospital said the germ may have been transmitted through a duodenoscope made by Olympus Corporation during procedures performed between last August and January. One patient died, but Cedars of Sinai said the case has an underlying medical condition not related to the superbug infection. The hospital said there's no evidence other patients are at risk, but as a precaution, it's sending free home test kits to 67 more patients who had procedures to diagnose pancreatic and bile duct problems. Now, some of you are like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've had an EGD, I have an upper duodenoscopy. This is the duodenoscopy. This is a little different, okay? So it's a different procedure. It's not as commonly done as the upper endoscopies that get done, okay? The latest infections were reported to state and local health departments in the U.S. CDC. And the U.S. CDC Cedars did not immediately respond to a message seeking further comment. All right. Hospitals across the country in recent years have been dealing with this carbapenem-resistant enterobacter. And some have been linked to these hard-to-clean medical scopes made by Olympus and other companies as well. Now, this bacteria, if you get infected with it, can cause infections not only in the bowel, but bladder, lungs. And unfortunately, if you are already vulnerable, and you're already, if you're already in the hospitals for some pretty serious medical issues, it could possibly cause death. Cedars and UCLA said infections occurred despite cleaning the devices to the manufacturer standards. The hospitals have since implemented more stringent disinfection procedures. Now, some of you will ask and have asked, well, if there were more strict disinfecting procedures, why weren't those done to begin with? You know, what are they talking about? Well, it depends on, you know, like, for example, if you're doing a scrub or you're doing a soak for X amount of time, we always like to overdo it. Now, I mean, in my office, we'll just extend it longer, but a lot of times it does. It wears out the instruments, et cetera, and then we have to replace our instruments more often. I don't mind doing that because, again, God forbid, I couldn't even imagine possibly doing a procedure that gave somebody, I mean, you do the best you can. The office isn't sterile. No office is, but the equipment has to be sterile. So you got to make sure that equipment gets the most rigorous type of cleaning possible. But, rather than, soaking, let's say, 24 hours, soak 22, 26 hours, throughout hospitals and medical offices, we're doing what we're supposed to, okay? And it's not that we're trying to shave 5 minutes off, et cetera. Have there been cases where they believe that the medical offices or the surgical centers didn't use the proper amount, they soaked it too quickly? Yes. But, you know, if these hospitals say, no, I mean, we did it to standards, here's the time in, here's the time out, here's the logging, here's this, in terms of being stricter, it could be the time, it could be the amount of people cross-checking, you know, the other thing, too, that you're always concerned about when you see something like this is, if they are doing the manufacturing, because the manufacturer is going to say, look, we told you guys how to clean them. If you guys aren't doing it the way we recommended, you're claiming you are, all right, you know, where does the lawsuit lie? Okay, I'm sure the company's going to be sued. There's already talk that the company is looking at being sued by some of the patients affected by this. Staff error could possibly be a cause of this. And so in addition to, you know, rechecking the manufacturer standards, so what they got to do is they got to make sure that whatever the manufacturer's recommendations are, that those recommendations are good. And good enough, okay? Because telling a hospital to go clean it this way, all right, this is how you clean it. Usually, though, you know, I mean, they're on top of it, okay? Because if a doctor or a medical provider said, wait a second, you're telling me to only do this? Are you kidding me? You know, usually they'll say, wait, no, we're going to do this. Okay? Like, et cetera. For me, you know, you could soak or you could autoclave. I do both. I'll soak, autoclave certain instruments that don't even have to be sterile. I'm like, to heck with that. I just want to make sure that every single thing is as bitty, bitty clean as we can. And a lot of doctors do that. So what they need to do is, number one, is revisit what the manufactured recommendations are. Number two, make sure that the staff is trained. And three, make sure the staff is doing what they're supposed to. You know, one outbreak that made national headlines, staff was saying that they were being rushed by the medical provider to hurry up and get the scope out of the solution. There's been a case years ago. All right, so if the staff is being told hurry up and rush and it doesn't get the thorough cleaning, then that's dangerous. Okay? You know, but then, you know, if it's going to be a he said, she said type of thing, maybe what these instruments need to have is a place where it's being videotaped. So you could actually time it. There's proof. Because the hospitals are going to have to protect themselves going, look, we did what we were supposed to. The staff is going to want to protect their jobs going, look, I didn't, you know, cut short the cleaning time. And then the manufacturers are going to need proof going, look, did you really do it to our standards? Here they are. They're plainly written. But somebody's got to figure something out. But I got to tell you, I don't know if we'll ever be 100% with these things. I mean, look at what we're able to do now in medicine. All right. So, like, for example, now they have these like little roving little electronics that they want to put in the body that can, you know, deliver medicine and, you know, scope out areas and maybe deliver, you know, cancer treatment right to the tumor. I mean, there's some real cool stuff, but it's very, very invasive. You know, you're talking about having something circulate the bloodstream. You know, right now they have cameras that you swallow and they will give you a camera eye of what's going on in the bowel as it travels through the bowel. Now, luckily with the bowel, there's bacteria, et cetera, so you don't really hear of infections with the capsular endoscopy where you're swallowing the capsule and it goes and, you know, it films and takes pictures, et cetera. But when we're talking about putting stuff in, you know, people's biliary tract or, you know, putting things in people's, you know, blood system, I mean, we're going to see more of this. You're going to see the risk that somebody got a little bug on it. And it's scary stuff because what we are able to now do in medicine is phenomenal in our fight against cancer. And as many of you know, these biliary cancers are some of the scariest, you know, scariest, most insidious types of cancers yet. Unfortunately, a biliary cancer took my mother-in-law this month. I mean, the month of February. I apologize. So, I don't want you fearful of getting scopes done, but we also have to be realistic and make people aware of the risks that, you know, despite every single standard out there or cleaning procedures, there may be some real, real resistant bugs that are resistant not only to antibiotics, but to the way we sterilize and clean, which means then it's not sterile. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.